There's the siren. The Cats are into the grand final. They'll take on the Tigers next week. The first grand final for Geelong since 2011. Look at Harry Taylor. He was there, so was Big Tommy. And Gary Ablett's got another game to go. Joel Selwood hugging his teammates. Dangerfield gets a crack at a grand final. And in the end, Rowan kicks a goal, gets his third. And the margin in the end is 40 points to the Cats in the preliminary final. And they'll go through and take on the Tigers next week here at the Gabba. Geelong 11, 16-82 have defeated Brisbane 6-6-42.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always off the ball. We play the game as it should be played.
Finishes with three goals in the preliminary final. Joey Byrne, they were magnificent. Geelong, they were magnificent last week, and they continued on with their good form, and that is a ripping preliminary final win.
Absolutely. That was an all performance right from the start of that first quarter. They've dominated really a lot of the final series. They were really good against Port Adelaide, just missed their opportunities. They are cherry ripe to win this flag next week. Dangerfield still means business. Look at him. He hasn't cracked a smile
no
yet.
Smile.
He knows there's got one game to go. It was just an all-round great performance from everybody, from the forwards to the mids and the defenders, and they should go in chock full of confidence next week.
Well, excited players on the ground. Let's go to ground level, courtesy of Channel 7 with Abby Holmes. Here's Joel Selwood.
Huge, Abby. I mean, it's hard to hear you, to be honest here. The Queensland government have done a great job in putting on this season for us, and the other states too, but geez, what a hell of a game, to be honest. I mean, we just chipped away each quarter. We weren't perfect tonight, but just so proud of the boys. We got what we deserved.
Yeah, you should be very proud. And 10 prelims for yourself. You've tasted premiership success before, but as we know, 2020 is a year that's thrown so many spanners in the works, and for everybody at the club, 100 days on the road, so much sacrifice. It's pretty special to be there on that final day, isn't it?
It is. It's been a huge... We saw the opportunity earlier on. We just thought that we were a mature group, in age, but it's also in experience. And the boys have been fantastic. But I must say, we've got a group of guys sitting over there too that we've been training on of a Wednesday night, and they have just been taking it up to us so hard that it makes us really ready for today. So we can't thank the whole squad for what we're doing. And we've got guys back home, the whole footy club. It's really exciting.
When you talk about maturity, I think Hodgie's going to speak to Ablett in just a moment. But he's in his 19th season. But today I thought he was running around like a young buck in his young 20s or in his early 20s. How did you see his game?
Yeah, he was awesome. But, we can talk about the stars the whole time too. But there was a Grime Myers rundown that was awesome. There was a Brendan Parfitt rundown. And just before we finish up, I'd really like to say I think it's been a real tragic week in footy, and I'd really like to send out all the love to those families, Jacinda and also Jake Ryan up here, who had a huge part in AFL Queensland, and even Ron Best, a good guy from Bendigo that's done it tough, and send the love to their families.
Yeah, thanks, Joel. You're a great guy, and best of luck next week.
Thanks very much.
It's an amazing story, isn't it? Selwood will play. Gary Ablett, of course, wasn't there in 2011. He was there 2007-2009 for the Cats. Hawkins, the old boys, are going to get another crack in 2020, Joey. It's quite an amazing story. A 40-point win, that was comprehensive. They're ready to go.
They're ready to go. And what a grand final it sets up next week. You know, the champs in the Tigers versus this Geelong side that have been up there for so many years and haven't quite been able to get there. Can't wait for it.
Let's go back down to courtesy of Channel 7, Luke Hodge with Gary Ablett.
How good's that, Hodgie? So proud of the boys' effort tonight. I just thought it was a really good team performance, and I said to you before the game that we believe in our brand of football, but it's just a matter of putting in four quarters, and I felt we did that tonight. Our supporters were fantastic. Listen to them now, and we're going into a grand final, but job's not done.
Your coach said that you guys dominated in the first half. You just couldn't convert.
Yeah, you're right. We spoke about that at halftime. We just didn't make the most of our opportunities, and We spoke about just staying composed in the second half and making sure we're taking those options when they're open inside 450. So we did that in the second half.
Mate, I'm not going to hold you up. Go and celebrate with your supporters and your teammates. Good luck next week, mate.
Appreciate it, Hodgie. Thanks, guys.
He got all the accolades, and rightly so. Just such a smart footballer, Byrne. And when he gets the ball, even at this age, 36, game 356, he just makes the whole game slow down around him. He's a genius.
Oh, he does. And he's always been very clean, hasn't he? He's a one-touch player, picks it up, kicks the players in better positions, makes other people look good around him. And he's been such a fantastic player for so long. And he's probably had a little bit of a quiet final series, to be honest, Joey. But he showed us he's still got it tonight. And what will probably be his last game next weekend. How big does that become now? Oh. And the message and the theme going into the grand final, I'm sure it'll be mentioned a lot.
You wonder if he'll announce it during the week or whether he chooses not to, but we all believe it's Gaz's last game, and what a way to go out. Grand final, fitting for one of the all-time greats.
All right, let's go down to Paddy Dangerfield, courtesy of Channel 7.
A really dominant performance last week, this win tonight in front of a hostile crowd going into next week.
Yeah, a huge amount of belief. I mean, across the board, we've got a wonderful group, really well spread. I mean, hate to individualise, but Jack Henry tonight, some of his intercepting, spectacular. Players like that were just wonderful tonight and have been wonderful all season for us. And there's a real resolve about what's ahead of us. It's another stepping stone. We've got one to go.
And for all of the Cats fans around the country, we've got some in the crowd here tonight at the Gabba, but for everybody back home, I'm sure you've got a pretty strong message for them.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been behind us all year, and particularly our staff, ones that have travelled and been away from their families for a really long period of time. And then for those staff that are no longer with us and those that are working back at the club behind closed doors and from home, you've done so much for us and they've done so much for us. So they're with us. They've been along for the journey the whole time, and we've got one more to do.
Yeah, so much sacrifice has been made in season 2020. Congratulations, Paddy, and best of luck next week against the Tigers.
Thanks, Abs. Cheers.
Hey, Bernie, what's it like seeing your old mate up there? He's got the dream he wanted. He's into a grand final.
Yeah, his first grand final. Missed out on playing in the Adelaide grand final. Yep. He'd already left, so big opportunity for him, isn't it? He looks all business to me. He didn't, even last week when he was dominating, kicking goals and dominating that game, nothing on his face. He just thought, you know what, we're here to do this job. Still got a couple of wins to go. And, you know, tonight was a big stepping stone and a huge win for Geelong on the road, playing against Brisbane on their home deck. But I feel like he's always thought about this next week for a long time. I feel like this is his stage. He always loves turning it on in front of big crowds. And I'm excited to see what he brings next week, because he's been building himself up for this day for a long, long time. He's just fallen short a few times in prelims.
And if anything, his knockers, he just slightly gets a bit too erratic and reckless in big games. Yeah. He just tried, and I reckon a little bit tonight, he still just tried to do a bit too much with his disposal and was a little bit erratic. If he can just calm himself a little bit, he'll have a huge influence on next week's game. I mean, we've got the two best players in the comp, Danger and Dusty, going up against each other next week. It's going to be an unbelievable grand final.
So much build up, so much to talk about. The Cats have headed to the rooms, of course. They'll celebrate the fact that they're into a grand final. The Geelong Footy Club will take on the Tigers. Tonight, it's all about the Cats. They win the preliminary final by 40 points. This is the Triple M Amy Review. Plenty coming back. We're going to talk about the big one next week. Our first chance to set that up. The Tigers and the Cats. What a ripping grand final at the Gabba that's going to be next week. That just sets up to be an absolute classic for plenty of reasons. Nathan Brown, Joey Montagna, Bernie Vince, Ashley Chua, Belinda Mallon. Will go back down to Belinda to get some injury updates, because the Cats have got a big game next week. The McDonald's Triple M rocks finals footy. Fantastic preliminary final at the Gabba, and in the end it was the Cats by 40 points. 11-16-82 defeated Brisbane 6-6-42. You're in the box with Nathan Baz. We've got the great man Joey Montagna, Bernie Vince, Ashley Chua. We'll go to Belinda Mallon shortly. But Ash, just the stats in this 40-point win to the Cats tonight as they head to to play the grand final next week here at the Gabba against the mighty Tigers?
Well, firstly, it'll be the first time we've had two Victorian teams playing in a grand final since 2011. Of course, that was Geelong versus Collingwood back then. And ironically, it's at the Gabba.
Correct. It's at the Gabba.
Not rubbing it in or anything. No, good for footy. And of course, the last time these two teams played off in a granny was all the way back in 1967, Geelong v Richmond, which the Tigers won that particular game. But just some team stats. Cats inside 50s, 50-32. You look at the scores from clearances. Geelong posted 5-8 to Brisbane at 2-1. Geelong also 14 marks inside. They're attacking 50. They average 10 per game to Brisbane's only 4. And Tommy Hawkins, he was a number one ranked player for Geelong. 12 disposals, but he took 5 marks inside 50, laid 4 tackles, kicked 2-3, and also had 9 score involvements. Duncan with 22 touches. Menegola, 19, but throw in 10 score involvements. Paddy Dangerfield, 17 touches. And finally, after 268 games and 13 seasons, will be playing in his first grand final for him. Joel Selwood laid 9 tackles and also had 16 touches. And Gazza Ablett, 14 disposals, a couple of goals and 7 score involvements. And for the Lions, Lachie Neal, he led the way. He was actually the number one ranked player on the ground, 24 touches and 8 clearances.
Thanks, Ash. All right, let's check the health of the Cats as they head to a grand final next week against the Tigers. For Bob Jane T-Marts, Belinda Mellon, have the Cats got anything to be concerned about?
Oh, Baz, even better news than the 40-point victory is that they have no injury worries. And I'll tell you how few injury worries they have exactly. The doctor and the physio at half time were having a kick-to-kick in the middle of the ground. So they obviously are very, very confident in the fitness and the lack of injuries in their crew. The other good news is, of course, that we get to see the little master run around for his 357th game. So that is something very much to look forward to, gentlemen.
Thanks, Belinda. Ripping work from you as always again tonight at ground level where you dominate at the Gabba. Don't forget at McDonald's, tackle the heat of the new McSpicy burger from Macca's. It's absolutely beautiful. Today's I'm loving it moment happened at the 17-minute mark of the third quarter, our Macca's moment. And here's how this man called it on Triple M Footy.
The bounce is good in the middle. Blixarves is in there. Was able to get it to Selwood. Little handball. Got it out to Duncan. Another one forward of the play. Gary Ablett from inside the square. Don't tell me Gary's done it again.
He is
an absolute maestro, Gary Ablett. The chain of handballs was brilliant. It was slick. But it was Gary Ablett's finish. That was unbelievable.
And it was supported by one of the great calls. Well done, Brownie.
Well done.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Nice way to finish the year, Brownie.
Absolutely. There's Triple M Amy Review, of course. Who covers clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. Righto, boys, just look ahead for the first time because everyone's going to be looking ahead for the next 7 days until the grand final ball is bounced at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time at the Gabba next week. And Geelong and Richmond will be looking at each other in the eye. Just your early thoughts on the two combatants.
Oh, look, first of all, it's going to be an unbelievable game. Night at the Gabba looks awesome. There's no drama with the conditions. Look, Richmond should go in favourites. I think they've got the wood over Geelong with their speed. But I've been all in on the Cats since about round 6. I think they can get it done. As I said pre-game, there's a sense of destiny about this Geelong side. It's Paddy Dangerfield's moment. It's Gary Ablett and a few of the other players, Harry Taylor probably, that's their farewell. I can see the Cats going out in an unbelievable situation and they'll win the cup and hold it aloft for the last time for Gary Ablett.
Yeah, I'm going with you. I reckon the Cats are in red hot form. I think they've been the clear standouts. I know Richmond have been very good in the finals too, but I think Geelong, especially over the last 2 weeks, they were good in round one of the finals too. I just think they get it done. I think there's a sense of emotion around those players that Joey was speaking about. And I just can't wait to see what Paddy Dangerfield brings next weekend. Because as Chu said, 268 games, first grand final this week or next weekend. And I'm just excited to what he brings because he's all about theatre. He's all about giving people there at the ground something to watch. And he'll be exciting.
Nath, you got some mates in there at the Tigers. You played some footy with some of those boys. What do you reckon? Trent Cotchin, he's still there. He's running around. Can your boys do it again next week?
I think they're really well placed to win this grand final, Baz. Watched them last night, and I thought last night's game was probably the better and the more intense preliminary final. I think the extra day off, I just think they've beaten them this year. It's going to be a fantastic grand final. I wish it was at the MCG. Yep. It'll be unbelievable at the Gabba at night, so I can't wait for that. Well done to the Queensland government, but I think Richmond win this game.
Heard from all Australians and their opinion.
What about you, Baz?
We've got, oh, well.
No, we want yours.
You want mine?
Absolutely. Yes,
I think the Tigers might get the job done one more time. Mm. But it's going to be close. We heard from all Australians. We've heard from superstars such as yourself. But don't worry about what I say, because everyone is on the edge of their seat. They want to know what Ashley Tua thinks, because he studies the numbers. He's a numbers man. And Ash, there are people just, well, they're not driving around. They're sitting at home at the moment, and they're listening to you. And who is going to win the grand final? What is your early call? Is it Geelong or Richmond?
No statistical data involved in this one. I think it's meant to be Geelong with Gary Ablett, his last game possibly, and Dangerfield. He just looks like a premiership player.
Is that your first heart call?
That's a first time in 19 years.
You've going with the heart.
Yep.
Well done.
Broken ranks.
Yep. Very unlikely.
The statisticians.
Because those people sleeping at home, they probably don't want to hear my statistical analysis, because I'll probably fall asleep. That's why.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. Let's not rave on too much. Let's just get ready for the grand final. It's been one of the pleasures of my life to call footy with you, Nathan Brown, this year. You, Joey Montagna, and you, Bernie Binns. You're all stars. Belinda Mellon's a star. Ash, you're just wonderful.
Thanks,
Baz. I want to thank Jared, who's been fantastic all year looking after us. And we thank Leroy as well, who is just a superstar. Can make us sound half decent with the right buttons and everything. And we want to thank Rabs, who has been the man that he stepped us through this year, Joey.
Yeah, well done, Rabs.
And we needed him to step up, and he has just been our number one man all year. We thank you, Rabs, and that is from our hearts, because you are a star. And Baz signing off on behalf of the crew. We look forward to the grand final next week. Enjoy your grand final week in Victoria as best you can. And just remember this one thing before the bounce next week and you'll be fine. And that is, for McDonald's, Triple M rocks finals footy.
The people's call up.